If what they said to you bothers you, or if it triggers you or makes you feel some type of way about it, it's because part of you believes what they are saying. I get comments of people on my videos saying that I'm ugly, saying that I'm too ugly to be speaking like this in such a confident way. I'll get random insults, like people will say I look like a man, people will say I look like a horse, or like some random animal that they think of. And if that made me feel bad about myself, it's because I believed them. But I've gotten my self-concept to a point where I'm the most confident person in any room that I walk into. I'm the most beautiful woman on the planet. Like, that is genuinely how I feel about myself. That doesn't mean that I'm judging others and saying, oh, they're ugly. No, it just means that within my own reality and my own imagination and my self-concept, I believe that I am beautiful and I am confident. So it doesn't matter what anyone else says to me, that saying I'm ugly or whatever, like, it doesn't matter because I know who I am and I know what I believe. If that actually triggered me and I felt offended and I felt disrespected and I felt sad, or then I started to question myself and think, am I beautiful? Am I confident? Then that means I actually believe what they're saying, right? So when you are in this state, you are constantly looking for external validation. So somebody could tell you today, you look amazing, and that will make you feel so good about yourself. And then somebody could tell you tomorrow, you look ugly, and that'll make you feel so bad about yourself. So your mood and your happiness and your confidence is entirely dependent on the people around you. It's entirely dependent on what other people say to you. That is where you have to take that self-responsibility to raise your self-concept and change the way that you perceive yourself. Because it's so easy to blame other people and say, oh, why are other people so mean? Why would they say such a rude thing to me? But it shouldn't bother you. Because if you really were confident in yourself and you really believed that you were beautiful, or you really believed that you were intelligent, or whatever the situation may be, then you would almost laugh when other people say anything otherwise because you don't believe them. It'd be like coming up to you and you having brown hair and then me telling you, like, your blonde hair is so ugly. You would laugh. You'd be like, are you blind? I have brown hair. I don't have blonde hair. Like, okay, whatever you say. Like, you're gonna look at this person like they're crazy and you're gonna keep going about your day because you don't believe them. It's very obvious to you what your truth is, and anyone that says anything otherwise, it literally does not faze you whatsoever. So if you're still at the point where anything anyone says has an effect on you, whether it's positive or negative, then you need to start going inwards more, and you need to keep building your self-confidence from the inside out. Because it's really easy to think you're confident when everyone is telling you positive things. But see how you react when someone says something negative. How you react in that moment, that's what's going to show how confident you truly are. That's what's going to actually reveal how you feel about yourself. So when somebody's saying something negative towards you, or even if someone says something about a group of people, and it's not necessarily towards you, but they just have some kind of opinion towards a group of people, if that triggers you, it's because you identify with that group. It's because some part of you feels like that includes you, and so you are offended, right? Like some of the videos that I post regarding relationship advice for women, it'll be telling women that they should only be looking for providers. Like they should not entertain conversations with men who are not financially stable and who are not generous, because these types of men are only going to drain you and then leave you to the side and then actually go find the person that they really want, who's not going to settle for anything less. And so when I post these kinds of videos, it'll automatically trigger a lot of these men who feel that they are broke and they are not financially stable, and they probably know that they do not respect the women that they're dating, and so they're going to take that opportunity when someone else is advising women to look out for themselves and not settle for less. They're going to take that opportunity to leave rude comments, right? They'll say things like, oh, you're a hoe, you're this, you're that, like they'll call me all types of names, and they'll say that, you know, all women are gold diggers and all this and that. The reason why these people are so triggered is because it really hit their heart that I'm telling women not to go for men who are not providers. And so what they're telling me about themselves is that they are those men. So in their minds, they are thinking, oh, I need to speak up because this woman is giving this type of advice that I don't agree with, right? They're projecting their own identity onto me and onto what I'm saying, because I didn't directly tell any single person, oh, you're not a good man, like no one should date you. But that's the only thing that they hear when I'm giving this advice. So a lot of these things that you're hearing, they're hurting your feelings because you believe it. It's not because anyone is attacking you in any type of way. You believe something that they're saying is true, and you identify with something that they're saying. And so that's going to trigger you, right? And in that moment, it's so easy to project that onto the other person and say that they are wrong and call them names and try to bring them down and try to almost convince them otherwise, convince them to not speak their truth. But it's not your responsibility to do that. It's not your responsibility to change anyone else's opinions. What you need to do when you feel triggered in that moment is ask yourself, what about this statement makes me feel bad? What about what this person is saying makes me feel insecure? When you pinpoint what exactly, like what part of it makes you feel insecure, that's when you're going to realize where you have a weakness for yourself. Because something about how you feel about yourself is being triggered. So for example, in those videos that I made where men would comment and be very triggered because they don't appreciate me telling women that they shouldn't date men that aren't providers and are disrespectful to them, what it's triggering in them is triggering the belief that they are not good enough because they are not financially stable and they do not treat women with respect. So the right way to handle that trigger would be to ask yourself, okay, why do I believe that I'm not financially stable? Why do I believe that I'm not good enough? Why do I believe that I don't treat women with respect? Then when you dig into these questions, that's when you're going to understand yourself a little bit more. So either that's going to lead you to understand that, okay, I need to do something to change this. Like I need to actually focus more on my career. I need to focus more on being healthy in my relationship so that way I don't feel like I'm not worthy in relationships. Or it's going to lead you to another conclusion where you are financially stable, you are worthy, you are good enough, but for whatever reason, you don't feel that you're good enough. And so when anyone is saying this kind of statement, it's gonna make you feel triggered, even though if you look on paper objectively, you are all those things, but deep down you don't feel like you are. So that's why it's so important to be self-aware within yourself to understand, is this something that I need to do something about? Like, is this showing me an area of weakness where I actually have to change myself and become better within myself? Or is this an area of weakness showing me that I need to build up my confidence because I believe something about myself that's simply not true? This also goes back to confidence in the way that you look, right? If you flash back to maybe 3-4 years ago, I was 30 pounds heavier. And so I did not feel beautiful, right? And so when anybody would say anything about people being overweight, like that would always trigger me. And I would always go down the path of like, no, anybody of any size is beautiful. Like you shouldn't say anything about people that are overweight. You shouldn't judge people for what they're eating. But deep down, I didn't feel confident because I actually didn't feel beautiful or healthy in the weight that I was in. And I knew that I didn't need to be 30 pounds overweight. It wasn't me being body positive, it was actually me being body negative because I was forcing myself to stay in a physical state that was not for my optimal health, and it wasn't for my optimal level of confidence, right? So I went through the steps and I realized, like, okay, this isn't something that's wrong with other people and they need to change their opinions. It's something that I need to change for myself, because honestly, I don't feel beautiful like this. I don't feel healthy. I don't feel like good in a bikini. I don't feel like athletic and healthy and like I can go and do things, right? So once I realized that, that's when I went through my process of losing weight. And then flash forward to today, you could literally call me fat all you want and I will never be offended. Like, I will never be like, oh no, you need to be body positive. No, because I feel great the way that I look. I look in the mirror, I feel great in a bikini. Does that mean my stomach is completely flat? No, it's not. But I'm at a weight where I actually feel healthy. And so I had to reframe what body positivity meant for me. It didn't mean that, okay, anyone can weigh any amount and that should be okay. For me, it meant you need to weigh the amount that your body is going to naturally weigh by you doing the healthiest thing for you. So it's not about working towards a specific weight, it's about working towards being healthy. And then your weight will be a side effect of how healthy you are. So that's when I started really feeling confident, when I was eating right for myself and being active. And it wasn't for the purpose of necessarily losing a certain amount of weight. Like, there is no weight goal. Like, I wasn't aiming to lose 30 pounds. That's just how much I lost until I got to the point where I felt healthy and my body was functioning at like the optimal level. Let me know in the comments if this is making sense so far and if you have any questions for anything I've said up to this point. The best thing that you can do for yourself is stop placing blame on others and trying to get others to change the way they treat you, and instead start asking yourself why you're offended, why this hurt you, and what you actually believe to be true about yourself. From there, when you're being truly honest with yourself and you figure out why these things hurt your feelings and if they're valid or if it's just something that you need to reprogram within your mind, like, then from there, it's gonna be so much easier for you to feel happy and you're just gonna have so much more strength, because people are gonna say what they're gonna say. Understand, like, I still get the same amount of compliments and criticisms. Like, it's not like, oh, people used to criticize me so much and now they only compliment me. I still get criticisms, right? Just the same as I did before. The only difference is now they don't hurt me. Now I'm unaffected by it because I feel validated within myself and I know my truth and I'm aligning with my truth. And if something needs to be changed, I change it. I take the steps to change it. I don't just sit there in a victim mentality thinking that other people need to change their opinions. No, I validate myself and understand that if someone else's opinion triggers me, it's because there's something about their opinion that makes me feel some type of way. It's something about their opinion, something that I believe about myself, whether it's true or whether it's false, right? That's for you to figure out for yourself. But the first step is becoming aware of what belief is being triggered within you and to stop blaming others for their opinions, because people are entitled to their opinions. If they're not hurting anyone or victimizing anyone, like, people are allowed to think what they want to think. It's really not fair to say, oh, in order for my feelings to be okay, other people can't say anything to me. Like, that's not really fair. And that honestly puts you in a powerless position, because now you're saying that, oh, I don't have the power to control how I feel. Other people have the power to control how I feel. And that's not a fun way to live life. So not only are you gonna make it more pleasant for other people because they're gonna feel like they can say what they wanna say around you, but you're also going to feel better within yourself because you're not gonna feel powerless. You're going to understand that the way that you feel about yourself is completely in your control. It doesn't matter what anybody else says. It only matters what you actually believe to be true about yourself.